This is the World Wide Web, a giant decentralized network connecting billions of people across the world, the source of much of the world's freest and most innovative content. Shaped and improved by the world's freest and most innovative minds, yet designed and controlled by no single person, company, or government. The internet functions by sending small clusters of information called data packets from one computer to another. This data packet transmission is how you are able to read online newspapers, download songs, or watch online videos. Internet service providers, or ISPs, own the networks of wire and cable through which these packets travel. And for the use of these travel ways, the companies that own them charge users a fee, usually a flat monthly fee. In some countries, like China and Pakistan, the government puts up blocks along these travel ways, because some of the packets have information that officials don't want people to see. But in the US, this interconnected system has stayed very open and free, because the government has stayed hands-off and the companies have incentive to cooperate with each other, so that each of their networks keeps the data flowing as quickly and smoothly as possible. But now, that freedom we enjoy in the US is threatened, thanks to the efforts of the Federal Communications Commission to impose so-called net neutrality rules. Net neutrality advocates claim that without their rules, ISPs will impede access to content provided by companies they don't like or view as competition. Net neutrality would correct this situation by forcing ISPs to be neutral by offering equal accessibility to all online content. But the problem is, this nightmare scenario net neutrality advocates posit has never actually happened. If AT&T DSL blocked your access to Google because they wanted you to use Yahoo, what would you do? Probably cancel your plan and go to a provider that gives you easy access to your favorite sites. Neutrality is what most customers want, which is exactly why ISPs have stayed neutral without a single government regulation telling them to do so. Net neutrality types also worry that companies will charge some users for the amount of data they use, instead of a flat monthly fee. Some companies might do this, but it could actually result in cheaper prices for those users who don't download several feature-length movies a day or run a video hosting website. After all, someone has to pay for the increased use of bandwidth. Just like someone has to pay for the increased electricity used by the mansion down the street, or by the local mall. Yet we pay for our electricity use as individuals or households, not by subsidizing the use of everyone in the country. And for those customers who do want a flat monthly fee, competing companies will likely recognize that desire and offer services to meet it. The same way many of these same companies offer varied cell phone plans customized to the user, not designed as a one-size-fits-all standard by the government. But the larger point is, nobody predicted how the internet would evolve. Who knows what the internet could look like in 5, 10 years if it's left free to continue evolving? Allowing service providers to continue innovating freely can only improve the level of service. While clumsy FCC regulation, yes, the same FCC that levies massive fines for nipple slips and fleeting expletives on live TV, will only stunt the internet's development. Not to mention, it will give the US government and its many, many lobbyists unprecedented power over the freest medium of expression still existing in the world. What could go wrong?